Book critic and mystery fan Maureen Corrigan starts the new year right by stumbling upon what she considers a terrific suspense novel set in a fresh crime scene, Poland. Here's her review.
My mother is Polish, which meant that during the holidays when I was a kid, we broke out the polka records and kielbasy for special occasion meals from Thanksgiving to New Year's Day. Certainly nostalgia for those belchy festivities of yore led me to A Grain of Truth by Zygmunt Miłoszewski, a Polish mystery novel that unexpectedly turns out to be as hard-boiled as the skin around a circlet of that ubiquitous holiday kielbasy. It's also just about as tough to digest, given that it delves deep into the ways that modern Polish society handles and avoids the historical memory of anti-Semitism during and immediately after World War II. Like many a fine crime writer before him, Miłoszewski worked as a journalist. He also served as a former editor of the Polish edition of Newsweek. His reportorial eye imbues Miłoszewski's depictions of daily life in provincial Poland with fine detail, as well as his own distinctive bitter humor. The likably washed-up hero of A Grain of Truth is named Teodor Szatsky. In the first novel of this series, called Entanglement, which has also been translated into English and is available through Bitter Lemon Press, Szatsky, a state prosecutor in Warsaw, allowed a stupid affair to destroy his marriage and family. In A Grain of Truth, Szatsky has fled that emotional wreckage and moved to the town of Sandomierz, a picturesque burg of fine old manor houses and churches. A few months into his new life, Szatsky has realized that he had thrown the life he had spent years building down the toilet, and now he was left with nothing, which felt so terrible that it even gave him a sense of exoneration for his own bad behavior. Instead of being the star of the capital city's prosecution service, he was an outsider who prompted mistrust in a provincial city, which was in fact dead after 6 p.m. Szatsky also learns something else about his new hometown. Sandomierz turns out to have been a red-hot locale, historically speaking, for anti-Semitic atrocities. In fact, the town's soaring cathedral is famous for a painting that depicts Jews slaughtering Christian children. These days, that painting has been tastefully covered up by a red cloth, upon which a portrait of Pope John Paul II has been affixed. The case that draws Szatsky in is just as baroque and gory as those cathedral paintings, involving a series of what look to be ritual religious murders. The intricate mystery narrative here owes debts to Poe's Purloined Letter and even Conan Doyle's Hound of the Baskervilles, but it's really Miłoszewski's nuanced take on contemporary Poland, geographically and sociologically, that makes A Grain of Truth such a standout. Gray winter in Miłoszewski's Poland seems to last even longer than winter in Stieg Larsson's Sweden. It's a running black humor joke in this story that Szatsky is always dashing out of his apartment underdressed into the Polish spring drizzle and wind. And the atmosphere is just as oppressive psychologically. Because of the apparent nature of the murders, Szatsky must sprint all over town interrogating suspects, among them modern so-called Polish patriots, extremists who bombard him with their anti-Semitic rants. He's also forced to face his own discomfort with the topic of Polish-Jewish relations, especially when an anti-Semitic slip of the tongue during a press conference makes him, to his own horror, the hero of small-town Poland. A Grain of Truth, like every great crime novel, digs up more unsettling questions than it does answers. It also demonstrates the seemingly endless possibilities of the form itself to serve as smart social criticism. Who knows, maybe 2013 will be the year that Poland snatches the crime fiction crown away from the Swedes and Norwegians. If so, I've got a kielbasy in the freezer, ready to be fired up.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed A Grain of Truth by Zygmunt Miłoszewski. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman and Julian Hertzfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer of online media is Nell Beschenstein. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.